Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church on this Sunday, May 24th, as we observe the ascension of our Lord. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. We sing together hymn 525, Crown Him with Many Crowns, and we sing stanzas 1 and 3 through 5. Hymn 525, stanzas 1 and 3 through 5.
Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. High call the heavenly anthem drowns a music but its own. Awake my soul and sing of him who died for thee, and hail him as thy matchless king through all eternity. Crown him the Lord of love, behold his hands and side, rich wounds yet visible above, in beauty glorified. No angels in the sky can forgive that sight, but downward bend their wandering eyes at mystery so bright. Crown him the Lord of life, who triumphed o'er the grave, and rose victorious in the strife for those he came to save. His glories now we sing, who died and rose on high, who died eternal life to bring, and lives that death may die. Crown him the Lord of heaven, and throned in worlds above, crown him the King to whom is him the wondrous name of love. Crown him with many crowns, as thrones before him fall. Crown him, ye kings, with many crowns, for he is King of all. Amen.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia.
We turn together to Psalm 47. Psalm 47, and we read it together in unison. Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great King over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The first reading for this, the Ascension of our Lord, is recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 1. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To them he presented himself alive after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1. "For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. The final reading is from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 24. Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer, and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple blessing God. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. We sing together the responsory for Easter, page 222.
Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia. Now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that sleep. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia.
We sing together hymn 493, a hymn of glory, let us sing. Hymn 493, we sing stanzas 1 and 2, 5 and 6, the first two and the final two.
A hymn of glory let us sing, new hymns throughout the world shall ring. Alleluia, alleluia, Christ by a road before untrod ascends unto the throne of God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The holy apostolic band upon the Mount of Olives stand. Alleluia, alleluia. And with his faithful followers see their Lord ascend in majesty. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Be now our joy on earth, O Lord, and be our future great reward. Alleluia, alleluia, then throned with you forever we shall praise your name eternally. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. O risen Christ, ascended Lord, all praise to you let earth accord. Alleluia, alleluia. You are while endless ages run, with Father and with Spirit one. Alleluia.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text for this ascension of our Lord, as we remember how Jesus, 40 days after Easter, bodily ascended to heaven and to the right hand of the Father, is recorded in Psalm 47. I read again verse 7 and the first part of verse 8. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God reigns as King over the nations. Dear Christians, Trinity members, and neighbors, we don't have kings in the United States. We never have. It was the actions of a king that caused the revolution that gave birth to our country. We didn't like the idea of a king reigning over us then, and we don't like it now. Let's face it. Most kings either start out as tyrants or soon become tyrants. Most kings abuse the power and authority that is theirs. Most kings are only interested in what is good for themselves and not what is good for their people. Most kings will do anything to hold on to their power and to remain on their throne. We don't have kings in our country, but we do have governors. And in some states, the governors are beginning to act more and more like kings. In some states, the governors are governing with the heavy hand, shutting down businesses, requiring citizens to stay home, restricting certain activities like public worship, and threatening to punish those who defy their orders with fines or jail time. These last few weeks, protests have been organized and lawsuits have been filed against what many see as an unconstitutional abuse of power on the part of some governors. And yet on this Ascension Day, we remember that the church has a king. Christians have a king. You have a king. Listen again to the words of Psalm 47. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of the trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God reigns as King over the nations. God sits on His holy throne. God is our King. God is the King of all the earth. God is the one who reigns as King over the nations. And so, just who is this God who has gone up with a shout? Who is this God who is King of all the earth? Who is this God who reigns as King over the nations? It is, of course, Jesus. Jesus is the God who has gone up to heaven with a shout of victory because He is the God who came down from heaven and won the victory over sin and death, devil and hell. Jesus came down from heaven. Jesus, who in the beginning was with God and was God. Jesus, by whom all things were made and without whom nothing was made that has been made. The Word became flesh. He dwelt among us. He gave His flesh for the life of the world. He rose again from the dead. And then 40 days after His resurrection, Jesus went up to heaven. He sat down at the right hand of God to be the King of all the earth and to reign over the nations. So why does the church rejoice to have Jesus as their King? Why do we as Christians sing praises to Jesus as our King? We don't like kings. Kings are tyrants. Kings are selfish. Kings abuse their power. Kings treat us badly. Well, not this King. Not our King. Not Jesus. Well, to be sure, Jesus has power and authority. We need only to think of what Jesus said to His disciples shortly before He ascended into heaven. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Me. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, describes how God raised Jesus from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named. And so Jesus isn't just a powerful king. Jesus is an all-powerful king. He is above all rule and authority and power and dominion. His name is above every name. He doesn't just reign over one little corner of the planet. He is king over all the earth. He doesn't just reign over one nation. He reigns over the nations. But how does Jesus wield his power? How does he use this all-encompassing authority? What does his reign as king of all the earth and over the nations look like? He doesn't wield his power through laws and regulations and executive orders. He doesn't use his authority to benefit himself at our expense. His kingdom is not a police state or tyrannical regime. Listen again to Paul's letter to the Ephesians. God gave him, Jesus, as head over all things to the church or for the church. Jesus is head over all things for the church, for the benefit of the church. He reigns as king over the nations for the church's blessing. It is an unspeakable blessing to the church that Jesus is our king. It is an unending source of good to us Christians that Jesus reigns on high. According to Matthew 28, Jesus uses his all-encompassing authority to make disciples out of sinners from all nations by baptizing them and by teaching them. He uses his authority to bring sinners the world over into his kingdom, to wash away their sins, and to fill their ears and hearts with his words of eternal life. Now, who wouldn't want a king like that? In Mark 16, right before his ascension, Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." Jesus reigns over the world through the gospel. The gospel that creates faith in our hearts. The gospel that leads us to the waters of holy baptism and gives us the gift of salvation. Who wouldn't want a king like that? In Luke 24, right before his ascension, Jesus said, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all nations." Jesus reigns over the nations through the preaching of his death and resurrection for sinners. And through that preaching, King Jesus gives repentance and gives forgiveness to sinners from every tribe, people, and language. Who wouldn't want a king like that? And through all of this baptizing and teaching and preaching, Jesus brings forgiveness, life, and salvation to fallen sinners from east to west, from north to south, and all points in between. He embraces believers from all nations as one people, his people, the church. He makes good on the promise that he made to Abraham, "In you, all the families of the earth will be blessed." Who wouldn't want a king like that? Not everybody does. And sometimes we don't. Refusing to live under a king and toppling tyrants from their thrones is a good thing when it comes to abusive kings and tyrannical kingdoms. But refusing to have Jesus as your king, refusing to live under his reign in his kingdom of grace, is not only a bad thing, it's a deadly thing. Bristling at governors who want to limit or deny our God-given rights is a good thing, but bristling at Jesus, who only wants to save us from our sin so that we can be who God created us to be, that's a disastrous thing. And yet sometimes that's what we do. We are determined to be self-reliant and self-governing. We don't want a king. We don't need a king, not even Jesus. We don't want anyone to have power and authority over us, not even Jesus. We answer to no one but ourselves, not even Jesus. We work hard to make our own way in this world, and we will work equally hard to win a place for ourselves in heaven. Thanks anyway, Jesus. But Jesus doesn't want to abuse you or oppress you or play the tyrant over you. He wants to free you. He wants to free you to live a new life in Him, a life in which you use whatever authority and whatever power you have to serve your neighbor. Jesus wants to give you His kingdom and His righteousness, along with everything else that you need for this body and life. Jesus wants to bring you to heaven, where you will live with Him in His kingdom of glory that has no end. He wanted that so much that He hung on a cross to redeem you so that you might be His own and live under Him in His kingdom and serve Him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. He wants that so much that He has provided for us the means of grace, His word and His sacraments, through which He brings you into His kingdom and keeps you in His kingdom and blesses you there. Jesus affirms again today that He brought you into His kingdom of grace and under His gracious kingship when you were born again of water and the Spirit. He is your gracious King. You are a member of His kingdom of grace. Jesus preaches to you today the message that He took throughout all of Galilee. Repent and believe the gospel. And through that gospel and through faith in that gospel, He pours out upon you the forgiveness of sins and the joy and the hope and the peace that are the centerpiece of His kingdom and of His kingly reign. That's the kind of King you and I not only could wish to have, that is the kind of King you and I have. And one day He will come again in great power and glory. And on that day, we, along with disciples of Jesus from all nations, will also go up with a shout. And until then, and forever after, we will sing praises to our King, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all our understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. We confess the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, as Your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, ascended into the heavens, so may we also ascend in heart and mind and continually dwell there with Him who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. That the Lord may grant us all things in Christ, so we may be sustained in trial, strengthened in weakness, and delivered from trouble, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That the Church of Christ may flourish, and the good news of Christ crucified, risen, and ascended would be proclaimed to all the ends of the earth, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That the nations of the earth may seek peace, that the leaders of our country may pursue justice, righteousness, and peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That the pandemic may come to an end, and that livelihood and common life may resume, that all who are afflicted may be strengthened in illness and comforted in adversity. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That the Lord may grant us joyful hearts and peace at the last, knowing that neither death nor life nor any powers can separate us from the love of God in Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That we may be as generous in our tithes and offerings as the Lord is in giving us his gifts, and that we may support the poor and those in need. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That the Lord would bless the graduates of Trinity Lutheran School and those graduating from high school and college and trade schools, that they may be comforted to know that his goodness and mercy follows them all the days of their lives, and that he would strengthen them to love and serve their neighbor, even as they have been and continue to be loved and served by him. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That we may know the Lord's presence in the means of his grace, hearing his word, receiving his absolution, and feasting at his table with faith and joy in our hearts. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. We sing together hymn 492, On Christ's Ascension I Now Build, hymn 492. On Christ's ascension I now build the hope of my ascension. This hope alone has always stilled all doubt and apprehension. For where the head is there as well, I know his members are to dwell. When Christ will come and call them. Since Christ returned to acclaim his throne, great gifts for me obtaining, my heart will rest in him alone, no other rest remaining. For where my treasure went before, there all my thoughts will ever soar to still their deepest yearning. O grant, dear Lord, this grace to me, recalling your ascension, that I may serve you faithfully in thanks for my redemption. And then when all my days will cease, let me depart in joy and peace in answer to my pleading. Amen.